إزيكم؟ Welcome to Folk Tales from Sudan. I'm your storyteller, Hana Baba. Today's story is Kirit the Goat. And as always, the story is told in English with some Arabi mixed in. Okay, yallakum, here we go. قالوا كان في. There was once a goat, غنمايا. Her name was Kirit. Kirit had 8 sisters, and the biggest sister was named Al-Mi'za Saniya. Every morning, the goats left their house and went to spend the day in the big green park to eat the fresh grass from the field, drink the cool river water, and play all day until it was time to go home right before the sun set. And every morning, Al-Mi'za Saniya would stand outside their house and call out to her younger sisters, Yalla ya akhwat, yalla, it's time to go. And all the goat sisters would come and stand in a line. All of them, except Kirit. She had to stay home. She wasn't allowed to go with them to the park. Why? Well, you see, Kirit had a problem. A big problem. She did not listen and did whatever she wanted, and she never listened to her big sister. One day, all the goats were getting ready to go, and Kirit went to Al-Mi'za Saniya and said, Al-Mi'za Saniya, ya Al-Mi'za Saniya, alayk Allah, please let me go with you today. Al-Mi'za Saniya said, Kirit, you will not go with us because you never listen to me. And the park has a big, bad marfa'een, a hyena who eats little goats. He comes out when the sun goes down. And I know if I say, yalla, it's time to go, you, Kirit, will not listen. You will stay, and the marfa'een will eat you. Kirit said, no, 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 la, 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 I'll listen this time. Alayk Allah, please let me come with you. Please, please. Kirit begged and begged and pleaded and pleaded until Al-Mi'za Saniya finally said, okay, tayyib ya Kirit, okay, I will give you one last chance. You can come with us. Yay! Kirit was so excited. She gets to go to the park and eat and drink and play with her sisters. So the next morning, they all lined up and walked behind Al-Mi'za Saniya. They walked and walked until they reached the big park. It was beautiful. It was a sunny day and the weather was perfect. The grass was so green and the water looked so clean and fresh. Kirit couldn't believe her eyes. She ran around and around and jumped and skipped and hopped and played. When she got tired, she would munch on some delicious green grass and then go take some sips of the fresh river water. Then she'd go back to jumping and hopping and playing and laughing. She was having so much fun. The day went by, and when the afternoon came, the sky was starting to change colors. It was starting to become orange and pink, and that meant it was almost time for the sun to set. That's when Al-Mi'za Saniya stood up and called out to her sisters.
Yalla ya banat mashina al-bayt, Yalla, yalla, mashin el bet. It's time to go home. Let's go.
All the goats came one by one and stood next to Al-Mi'za Saniya. All the goats, except one. Guess who that was? Yep, it was Kirit. Al-Mi'za Saniya called out again, Kirit! Kirit! Yalla al-bit! Let's go home. Kirit was enjoying herself. She was eating some grass. She looked up to Al-Mi'za Saniya and said,
Abit! I'm not coming.
This is exactly what Mi'za Saniya was afraid of. She tried again.
Ya Kirit! Yalla al-bit!
Kirit said,
Abit! I am not coming!
And she continued hopping around the grass, not listening and not caring. It was getting darker. The sky was turning dark blue, and Mi'za Saniya didn't know what to do. Then she had an idea. Maybe if she gave Kirit a little scare, she would come home with them. She wanted to teach her a lesson. So Al-Mi'za Saniya went to the Marfa'in's cave, and she knocked on his door. He was still in bed, and she said, Ya Marfa'in, Ya Marfa'in, Ta'al Ad Kirit, come and bite Kirit. The Marfa'in said,
Leh, Kirit Mala, why do you want me to bite her?
Al-Mi'za Saniya said, Abat Tarja Al-Bait, she wouldn't come home. Al-Marfa'in looked up from his bed and said, No, Ana Zati Abit. I won't do it. Al-Mi'za Saniya said to herself, I need to teach him a lesson too. She walked out and she saw some dogs barking on the road. She called out to them, Ya kilab, ya kilab, ta'alu sukku al-marfa'in. Hey dogs, come chase the hyena. The dogs said,
Al-marfa'in malu? What did the hyena do?
She said, Aba ya'addi kirit. He wouldn't bite kirit. The dogs said,
U kirit mala? What did kirit do?
She said, Aba tarja al-bait. She wouldn't go home. The dog said,
No, ihna zadna abina. We won't do it.
Al-Mi'za Saniya was frustrated. She marched away and she found a long, thick stick by the road, asa. And she called out to it, Ya asa, ya asa, ta'ali duggi al-kilab. Come and hit these dogs. The stick said,
Al-kilab ma'alum? What did the dogs do?
She said, Abu yisukku al-marfa'in. They wouldn't chase the hyena.
The stick said, Wal-marfa'in ma'alu? What did the hyena do?
She said, Aba ya'addi kirit. He wouldn't bite kirit. The stick said,
U-kirit ma'ala? What did kirit do?
She said, Aba tarja al-bait. She wouldn't go home. The stick just shrugged and said,
Ana zati abit.
I won't do it.
Mi'za Saniya walked on and on, and she found a small fire burning in some wood. She said,
Ya nar, ya nar, ta'ali ahri al-asa.
Hey fire, come burn the big stick. The fire said,
Al-asa mala?
What did the stick do?
Al-Mi'za Saniya said, Aba taduk al-kilab. It wouldn't hit the dogs.
The fire said, Wal-kilab malum?
What did the dogs do?
She said, أبو يسكوا المرفعين. They wouldn't chase the hyena. The fire said, والمرفعين مالو؟ What did the hyena do? She said, أبا يعض كريت. It wouldn't bite كريت. Then the fire said, وكريت مالا؟ What did كريت do? المعزة سنية said, أبا ترجع البيت. She wouldn't go home. The fire burned brighter and said, No, أنا زاتي أبيت. I won't do it. معزة سنية was so tired. She was about to give up and go home when she saw a pool of water. Then she had an idea. She went over to the water and said,
يا مويا يا مويا تعالي أطفي النار.
Come put out the fire. The water said, النار مالا. What did the fire do? سنية said, أبى تحرق العصا. It wouldn't burn the big stick. The water said, والعصا مالا. What did the stick do? سنية said, أبى تدق الكلاب. It wouldn't hit the dogs. The water said, والكلاب مالو. What did the dogs do? She said, أبو يسكوا المرفعين. They wouldn't chase the hyena. The water said, والمرفعين مالو. What did the hyena do? She said, أبا يعض كريت. It wouldn't bite كريت. She was so tired of saying this over and over again. Then the water said, وكريت مالا. What did كريت do? معزة سنية gathered all of her energy to say, أبى ترجع البيت. She wouldn't go home. Oh, she was so, so tired. Then the water said, No, أنا زاتي أبيت. I won't do it. By now, معزة سنية was so mad. She said to the water, لو انت أبيتي, أنا بشربك يا مويا. If you don't do it, I'll drink you all up. And she ran towards the water. The water was scared and said, La, 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 la. No, 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 don't drink me. And she ran to the fire. The fire saw the water coming from far away, and he ran to the big stick, العصا. The big stick saw the fire burning and coming close. He ran to who? الكلاب, the dogs. When the dogs saw the big, long, thick stick flying in the air towards them, they ran and ran to who? المرفعين, the hyena. المرفعين saw the dogs barking and barking and running towards him. He got up from his bed and he ran towards who? كريت. كريت was munching on her grass and she looked up and saw all of them running towards her. She got up and she ran all the way home. كريت said, داني بسمع الكلام. From now on, I will always listen to my big sister. From that day, she always listened to her big sister, المعزة سنية. والقصة انتهت. The end.